Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
560 The Joe WQAM is giving you a chance to win the new Nest Audio from Google. Right now, text the word Chrome to 20357. That's Chrome, C-H-R-O-M-E, to 20357 for your chance to win. Get the latest sports news from the Joe with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play WQAM. Your chance to win is right now. Text Chrome to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, back for the 9 o'clock hour. Who is the best team right now in the National Football League off of what you saw yesterday, minus the teams that have a bye week? Ooh. Is it Steelers?
I mean,
Tennessee?
Ugh, yeah. Man. How do you go against Kansas City Chiefs? It's tough.
I agree.
It's just, I mean, listen, Pittsburgh's defense yesterday was really good. And Big Ben looks like he's kind of back on track. So with those two things together, that team's really good.
So does Ben have enough weapons, though, once everything gets neutralized?
I don't know. I don't think so. If Pittsburgh played Kansas City in the AFC Championship game tomorrow, I would take Kansas City.
I will tell you, Steelers, man, year in, year out, I didn't realize, if I was to tell you we got one undefeated team in football right now,
right,
you're probably not going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
Although they still got a bunch of tough games coming up here, including that Baltimore game. Baltimore still really, really good. The question with Baltimore is, can they get some kind of passing game going outside of throwing to tight ends? This running back tight end stuff, they just...
Yeah, Mark Andrews is their leading guy right now, right?
Got to get some more Hollywood Brown, get somebody on the other side rolling a little bit here. I'm curious, Antonio Brown officially signed his contract with Tampa Bay. That's going to be wild to watch. Tell you, man, Tampa Bay's pretty good. They won the Stanley Cup.
Are they the best in the NFC, by the way, Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Would you take them right now coming out of the NFC? Seattle 5-1, Arizona 5-2, Tampa 5-2, the Bears and the Packers both 5-1. I'm not even going to say anyone from the NFC East.
Well, Tampa Bay's got a really good defense that nobody talks about because they're loaded. Don't bet against Tampa Bay. You're right. And they look like they're... Now everybody's getting comfortable with playing each other, and now they got to fit Antonio in. By the way, I love the comments, too, by head coach. Like, he got to fit in or he won't be here. Like, I'd love to heard that meeting. Like, look, Antonio, we really want you. You ain't getting a lot of money. And if you act up, you're late for meetings, you're gone.
It's just funny how much he changed his tune, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had him in Pittsburgh. He ain't going to be here. Oh, we were working on it. Tom had nothing to do with this. That was our decision between me and my general manager. Okay.
So this was back from March.
Is there anything else that is going to happen in this offseason? Because there's speculation that Antonio Brown wants to come down there and play with you. Now, you know him a little bit, obviously, from the Pittsburgh Steelers days. What's the likelihood AB gets back in Tampa? Because I know he has, or at least Tom has had an affinity for him because of his work ethic. You know, forget all the other antics, but just how he works on the field and in practice. It's top of the line.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There you go.
There's no room.
Yeah.
You know, and probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Interesting. Well, there is room, though, because you lost Perriman. I don't know if he's if he says, I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, coach. I just want to play with Tom. You still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Is it just because you don't trust the what he could do to the culture? Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
Wow. That sure changed.
Yeah, just a little bit.
We've been working on this for a while. Yeah, this is a guy we wanted to add. By the way, I don't know how the hell you're going to play everybody. Who's getting screwed in this group, by the way? Gronk's going to play.
Scotty Miller.
That's right. Scotty had to be running around catching balls yesterday going, jeez.
Well, he wanted to have a really good game before the trade deadline just in case they want to get rid of him. Now he had a great game right before the deadline.
Oh, can't you have too much, though? Like, rid of him. I know you want depth on these teams, and you know the more stars, the better, but isn't there a point where it's too much and it just won't work?
All those guys.
I mean, Brady can only throw the ball, 30-something times a game?
But you just said the key word there. Like, we said that about what happened with Cleveland. All of a sudden they loaded up, but Baker Mayfield's their quarterback. We're doing this with Tampa, but Brady's the quarterback. Everyone walks into those offensive meetings, and if Tom Brady gets up and stands up, he's got the respect of every guy in that locker room. Baker can't do that. I think that it'll work because it's Brady and not because if it's like a Baker.
Not in the next couple weeks, but the second, last 4 or 5 games.
Right.
I'm really curious to see how Antonio Brown's going to fit in and how he accepts his role. Plus, listen, Antonio Brown, we speculated months ago about how much he's going to make. He basically got a veteran's minimum with incentives to make a little bit more, but not crazy incentives like everybody thought. And you know they told him, look, Antonio, if you're coming here to be the number one dog, look around the room, ain't going to happen.
Don't you think in the back of his mind he realizes that right now?
Back of his mind, he just looks at the name, the back of the jersey, Zach,
right,
that are out there playing.
No, but I'm saying he can't just come in and try to be the Antonio Brown, the Pittsburgh Antonio Brown, the Raider Antonio Brown. If this hasn't humbled him, nothing will. He's been out of football for a while, and it literally took Tom Brady, I'm guessing, to walk into a room and say, I really want this guy to get him there.
Oh, no, but this got to be a record amount of Pro Bowls for a group of receivers and quarterback. This has got to be some kind of NFL record.
Add the running backs to that too, Joe. LeSean McCoy and
yeah, they're running backs. We were having this debate yesterday. Is this the most
loaded
team?
Yeah, but they
got
to be active. Oh, yeah.
Well, is this the most loaded team you've ever seen in any sport? I mean, throw those loaded all-star NBA teams in there. This team is so good at every position. I don't know that I've ever seen a more loaded team.
It might be.
On paper, I don't know how it's going to translate. I mean, yesterday was pretty good, but
right. –
I've never seen a team that's so stacked at every position.
I'm just waiting to see. It's great for football, by the way.
Yes, it is. Right.
I mean, Gronk coming back after being out a year and now is playing one of the top 5 tight ends in the NFL again.
He looked unbelievable yesterday.
Well, no, he has.
And took a huge hit, by the way, popped right back up on one of those catches over the middle. He just looked unbelievable.
It's
how many pounds
fun.
Did he put on, by the way, since we saw those pictures of him, real skinny?
Well, he said, it'll take me a little bit of time, but I can get back up to 260.
And yeah,
He did it. Now, he's big and strong and everything else.
Joe Rose diet.
I'm dying to see how this is it's all going to work out. As long as they're winning, I guess everything's good. And by the way, we should be talking about how good that damn defense is. That defense is ridiculous. It's so good.
They just put Vita Vea on IR a couple weeks ago. They've got a really good defense. If you look at that defense right now, really good. The linebacker core could be some of the best in the NFL.
They got some guys that
Devin White, Levante David, Shaquille Barrett. They have a good that's the issue with this Tampa Bay team. No one's talking about the defense as much.
I feel bad
offense.
For Levante David. The guy out of Northwestern that nobody talks about.
Right.
He was on those Tampa Bay teams, and now he's on a team that's driven by star power and offense, and he is quietly made a lot of money and been a really good player, and he's the one guy that didn't go to UM. They all went. He was the one. Yeah. Isn't that the way it works out, man? It's crazy. Anyway, hey, we got to check in. 305-567-0560. Great job, by the way. We talked about the play of yesterday, DK Metcalf running a dude down, Baker, last night in Sunday Night Football. I mean, he was in, running a little crossing route and said, that dude is not scoring, and took off. And by the way, makes a saving tackle before he gets to the end zone, about the 5-yard line, and they don't score. Unbelievable. And so I had asked about, I remember years and years ago, some tight end ran into the picture from the far corner and ran somebody down, and people called it like one of the greatest plays, and they were showing that all the time. And it was Ben Watson.
Right.
I couldn't remember who the guy was, except Ben Watson was a fast-ass dude that big to be run down. Who'd he run down?
Champ Bailey.
But Champ Bailey was jogging down the sideline. Right, huh? Yeah. He was dancing a little bit on the sideline.
But this guy caught him. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, Buda Baker last night after the game on Twitter said, DK hawked my ass. Hashtag respect.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
And no, I just think it's funny he acknowledged it too. Right.
So I was just curious, as he's running down the sideline, does he look up at the screen or does he just like striding it down? I'm guessing he was running close to full speed when he got caught, but he looked a little surprised with somebody running up on him going, I am not that damn slow. Who the hell is the big freak behind me? And then he had to say, oh, that's got to be DK Metcalf that runs that damn fast. Coming at damn near 23 miles an hour. God, is he a freak. Just an unbelievable play. The most excited people, they call the hustle play in football, the hustle play, where every coach at every level telling their guys today when they went back, did you see that hustle? Anytime our quarterback throws an interception, you guys all ought to be running. And I don't know what they're all saying. All those guys are going to hear that going, yeah, but I ain't as fast as DK Metcalf. That son of a gun can run. But what a freakish play, man. What a crazy play. Crazy, crazy play. I always tell the story every time I see that, and I know I've told you guys this before. We're playing Monday Night Football, and David Woodley throws a pick. And the guy that intercepted, his name was Jeff Barnes. And Jeff Barnes takes off, and he went to Cal. He's a linebacker for the Raiders. I don't know if they're L.A. or Oakland. Catches it, and he's running. I'm like, oh, that's former teammate. That son of a gun. We had a track thing for the whole football team, and he won the 100. And I was like, and we had some fast dudes on our team. And, like, the guys didn't really run. They all knew how fast he was. And Shoes. So says Shoes getting mad at the quarterback for throwing the pick. You know, when we got in film study, he slows it down. And we're like, oh, man, he's going to break this down on what David Woodley did wrong. And instead, he slowed it down to show all of us who weren't running hard trying to catch him on this long pick six. And, man, I'll tell you what. That's why I think every time I see that kind of play and a guy makes that – I can hear Shula up in heaven right now going, see, that's what I tried to tell you guys. Chase the damn guy. You never know, man. He could hot dog it at the end of the run. I seen that, by the way, too. I got busted on that one, too. Guy did the last 10 yards going backwards, right. And he was way out in front of everybody. Made us all look like damn fools, man. We all stopped. We're running to the sideline. He's not even in the end zone.
Does that give you nightmares when you see a play like that?
Yeah, man. Sweat. Breaking the sweat. Like, the only time a coach has ever broken down.
Right.
How all the guys in skill positions on the pick six, who was running hard to make the tackle on the guy that was running it back? I go, really? That's what we're talking about? Mm-hmm. How about the guy that threw in the coverage that threw the pick? Yeah, it was a little crazy. We gotta go to break. We'll come in, check in on the text machine. Manny Diaz. Hey, Manny ain't apologizing for winning 19-14, now 5-1. He's not. He's going to join us coming up at 9:30 this morning. We'll have Manny talking a little bit about their win over Virginia, some things that need to get better, talking about his team, the big plays, and everything else during the game, and needing to continue to get better. All that stuff is straight ahead. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. We're just talking shop a little bit, man. All the stuff around all the radio stations, just so you know what we do during the break. No, we were not talking about Tua. Not yet. We got all week to do that. 305-567-0560. Zach, what do we got rolling in?
All right, Tua and his Miami Dolphins will beat the still undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Championship game, adding a celebrated page to the Miami Dolphin history book right besides the 85 Bears Dolphins Monday Nighter, and punching our ticket to Tampa Bay to embarrass Tom Brady and the Bucks in their own stadium in Super Bowl 55. Here come the Dolphins. That's from Vento. Yeah, Vento. That's what I want to hear this morning.
Next, what else you got?
Oh, you don't want to harp on that for a second?
Hey, crazier things have happened.
Right. Antonio Brown's back in the NFL.
What else you have?
Let's see. I agree with you guys. A win is a win, but the Canes actually dropped in the polls. They got passed by BYU style points count in the polls.
No, they don't. I mean, relax with that. Come on.
But it doesn't.
It's a bunch of idiots that are voting. Like, who cares what they are with the little number next to their name? If they win out, they're going to be fine.
They did that to a few ACC teams. Okay, that's all right. It'll all play itself out. There's a lot of tough football games coming up for everybody.
Right.
Like Notre Dame's got Clemson coming to town.
I mean, if Miami's one of four teams with one loss at the end of the season, they're not going to be like, oh, well, you know, they only beat Virginia by 5 points. They're not getting in the playoff.
Well, they have one loss at the end of the season. That means they beat Clemson in the AFC Championship game. All right.
Let's just worry about the next game before you start talking about beating Clemson at the end of the year.
I had to think about for a second. Yeah. Did he say one loss before the ACC or after the ACC championship?
That's a perfect setup. The Canes will play in the national championship game here in Miami, and they'll just go up to Tampa and watch the Dolphins play in the Super Bowl.
It's music to
my ears. We got early 2021 planned out here.
Right.
2021 is going to be a good year.
I like that, Joe. I like that. We're going to turn it all around in 2021.
Who's next?
All right.
The Heat would be next after that, right, to win the championship, and then the Panthers somewhere in there.
Don't forget the Marlins.
Be Title Town USA. Well, the Marlins, I don't know about them.
They had a poo-poo on the parade.
What else you got, Zach? Stay focused on those texts. Don't listen to him.
I'm trying. It's not easy. Someone said
Shut up, Joe.
Don't forget, last night also, we had a guy, Tyler Lockett, who had 200 yards and 3 touchdowns in a national television game also. Yeah, he's kind of the forgot-about superstar from that game last night. 15 catches, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, 20 targets, Joe. 20.
But you guys realize that having that guy on the other side is the first thing you worry about.
Yes.
That other freak, like, I mean, they got two really good receivers. You put those two up against anybody, especially with the guy throwing the ball, throws it as well as anybody deep in Russell Wilson, who even though he threw 3 picks yesterday, there were a lot of 3 pick guys yesterday that Russell Wilson ends up losing the game because of it. But also Ben Roethlisberger, didn't he throw 3 picks yesterday too, and they won?
But you still shouldn't see a receiver going for 15 catches and 200 yards. We had that in the Packers game too. Like, at some point, don't they decide, hey, maybe we should double up on Davante Adams?
Well,
like,
he's carving us apart.
I mean,
that's stupid. But the other one, at least you could see it because you got this big freakish human being that's been as impressive as anybody, even though he doesn't get the ball thrown to him, that you got to worry about. DK Metcalf
he's sick.
But like in that Houston game, even at halftime, don't they make an adjustment and say, hey, maybe we should cover this guy. Maybe we should not let him beat us. I mean, what did he have? 100? He had like 100 yards and a touchdown in the first half alone.
He had 16 targets for 13 catches, a buck 96 and 2 touchdowns to end the game.
Like, how does that happen in a game?
You know, it's amazing. He's got 2-3 touchdown games this year.
Yeah.
It's crazy numbers. Crazy, crazy numbers. By the way, good job by the offense, right? Whatever it was. But obviously somebody said, we believe we can get enough pressure and we can cover them one-on-one with no help. And they were wrong.
Somebody texted this in and said the Packers teams in the 90s with Favre were more loaded. Favre, Freeman, Andre Rison, Desmond Howard, Bennett, Dorsey, Levens, Mark Chimura, Jackson, Reggie White on defense, awesome secondary. That's the most stacked team, in my opinion, ever.
Well, I thought we were talking about
just an offense.
Offense and
right.
skilled position players.
Like, no offense to Freeman, Risen, and Desmond Howard and Dorsey Levens, but Brady, Evans, Godwin, Antonio Brown, Gronk. I mean, like,
the Bucs are a video game dream team.
Right.
And they're really good on defense, too, like you guys have mentioned. Like, their defense is really good. I just don't know how you could assemble a better team.
How about Tom Brady, man?
Jeez.
Tom Brady, he knows how to handpick him, man. That was.
Well, the rich get richer, man. People
by the way, we're done with the Brady Belichick. Who's going to have the better year and who's going to be like Belichick's team having trouble scoring touchdowns right now, trying to figure out if they have a quarterback. I think he finally realizes, as smart as he is, he put that ego aside and went, wow, so much for development of receivers and those young tight ends. They don't even use their tight ends. Nobody's used their tight ends more in the last 10 or 15 years than what New England has done.
Right.
Look at this group.
Pretty bad.
I mean, I don't ever remember New England in basically in my lifetime looking like they did yesterday, where they just looked completely lost. They're benching their quarterback. I mean, what a mess over there. It was just kind of a nice satisfaction you got out of watching that.
Right. I'm going to be honest.
Again, I don't remember the last time New England was a bad football team.
So I found myself, fellas, I got to tell you, I did the same thing. I was watching them get their ass kicked, and it felt so good.
It felt great, right?
It wasn't was just, like 20 years of you MFs.
Kicking everyone's ass.
I mean, dominating for 20 years, almost 20 years of just Brady, Belichick, and a whole bunch of really good football players on both sides just going to championships and winning Super Bowls. It just finally, and we said this might be the year, and we had others, oh, don't count them out. They still got that really good defense, and that offense is terrible.
How about if I told you their quarterbacks together were 15 of 25 for 147 yards, 4 interceptions, sacked twice with a quarterback rating of 39.5? That was Newton and Stidham put together.
By the way, you thought we were excited. How do you think the 49ers starting quarterback felt yesterday?
Right.
Garoppolo.
Didn't throw a touchdown, though. Weird.
He was fine. Hey, Zach, he wasn't worried about fantasy football. He's worried about kicking that ass and putting that smile on his face as he went to say, hey, good game to all his buddies.
Right.
After.
San Francisco also rushed for 4 touchdowns yesterday in the game. It doesn't help. Off topic, someone said, with the meltdown in New England, you think Shula's record safe now? The wins are
Belichick's on a mission, man. I
he
think
wants
Belichick,
that. Right.
I think the relationship with Belichick and Shula was so bad that Belichick is so motivated. He'll coach till he's 85 if he has to. He's going to make sure not only he's got all these rings, but now he's worried about just getting as many damn wins as he can.
Someone texted him randomly also, how much money has Antonio Brown lost since he played for the Steelers? And now he's playing for a bare minimum. We're talking 15 to 30 million.
They got to be some humble pie in that one, man. Right. Like, he is what he has been through, hasn't played in a year, and comes back for this. And I think everybody thought he's going to get a low base, but high incentives. How about low base and low incentives? That's what he's getting.
He can only make, what, $2.5 million? That's the with every incentive hit. I believe that's what it is.
Probably not a ton of companies out there begging to have him endorse their product
either. By the way, and I can tell you, looking at this group, Target numbers are going way down too.
Right. I don't expect him to have 15 or 18 targets in the game like he did in Pittsburgh back in the day. Someone put in their power ranking top 3 for the NFL, KC, Tampa Bay, and Pitt.
Might be. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Right. That's pretty good. Pretty good list right there.
Mahomes and Brady in the Super Bowl, if that ends up, in Tampa.
I don't know, but great for business, especially Brady playing at home. Brady playing again. And Mahomes. Oh, my God. The old and the new. By the way, did you catch quietly? Brady went. This has been a real quiet topic that nobody really talks about because I don't know how important the stat is. So Brady and Breeze have been going back and forth on all-time touchdowns. Brady went back ahead of Breeze yesterday on touchdown passes. For number one, all time. I'm sorry.
Bree's got his horse on the bench, not playing Michael Thomas at
his
all.
His horse might get his ass traded.
Traded, right.
I don't know. What happened to Michael Thomas? When did he become like, dude, just go back and play. You're like the number one dog on this team that's really good.
Didn't Michael Thomas and Devontae go at each other on social media last year? Was that what that was?
Yeah.
Michael Thomas so petty. Here's a good one, Joe. Rex Ryan went on national TV yesterday, and I think this is what you were talking about. Said Tua is the most accurate quarterback he's ever seen. Herbert's got some good games versus bad defense. Let's give Tua a chance. One thing for sure, he's got more heart and has overcome more than any of the other of these quarterbacks drafted.
No, Rex was very complimentary of the play of Tua coming up. And he was, you know, one thing about Rex, like, Rex is not on that show worried about getting another head coaching job. He's ripping everybody.
Right,
he's ripping everybody. But he was like, let's play Tua enough with this other stuff. Let's go. Let's get it going. You're right. It's crazy.
To all my fellow Canes fans, relax. We were 6-7 last year. We're in no position to be crying about the score and a win. Enjoy the win. Change of culture this team has shown. Enjoy the change of culture this team has shown.
God, amen.
Right.
Finally, somebody not just sitting there ripping the team. Like, it's not perfect. It's got to get a lot better. Like, the coach was a lot nicer on to us then he's going to be when he meets with those guys, and they got to coach him up and try to get more out of him. All right? I nobody disagrees. Linebacker play is not very good. The receivers played well. See if they can make that not a one-hit wonder and keep it going. But those three guys played a lot better. You got to give them credit. And an offensive line was terrible.
Yeah. 2 weeks in a row now, it's looked like that.
All right, well, listen, we got to go to a break. We're going to hear from Manny Diaz. If you missed him early this morning, we're going to have the Miami Hurricanes head coach join us. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!